From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Over the weekend, presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain had an unusual opportunity to share a stage. Well, they didn't take that stage at the same time, but one after the other, Senators Obama and McCain had their say at a civil forum at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. The night began with these words.
Now, we believe in the separation of church and state, but we do not believe in the separation of faith and politics. Because faith is just a worldview, and everybody has some kind of worldview, and it's important to know what they are.
That was church pastor Rick Warren, best-selling author of The Purpose-Driven Life. Pastor Warren posed mostly identical questions to each candidate, aimed at exploring the role of faith in their lives. Here's how Obama and McCain tackled the hot-button issue of abortion.
I am pro-choice. I believe in Roe versus Wade, and I come to that conclusion not because I'm pro-abortion, but because ultimately, I don't think women make these decisions casually.
What point is a baby entitled to human rights?
At the moment of conception.
Rick Warren joins us now to talk more about the forum. Pastor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So now that you can look in the rearview mirror, what do you think was the greatest success of this forum? And is there anything that you would change?
Well, yeah, I've got three or four answers to both those questions. On what I liked about it, I loved the fact that America saw not just the political differences between these two guys, but also the personality differences. They played right to central casting. Barack was exactly who he is, and John McCain was exactly who he is. Barack is the thoughtful consensus builder. He likes to nuance things. He likes to talk things through. He's a constitutional attorney. John McCain is the straightforward, happy commander who says, yes, yes, no, let's get it over. Let's do it. And I just thought it gave America a clear example. By asking the same questions to each candidate, it allowed them to compare apples to apples, and I like that.
There was a criticism of the forum that perhaps Senator McCain inadvertently was allowed to get the questions in advance, only in the sense that we're talking about your live televised forum airing on different networks. Some people are live blogging it. And
I'm afraid that actually probably that rumor might hurt the Obama campaign, because I've talked to a number of people about this. They say an anonymous source told me that John McCain was watching a monitor in his green room. It's flat out impossible. In the first place, there were Secret Service staff, Saddleback staff with McCain the entire time he was there. There was no way he could have listened to anything without being seen. Cameras were on him the entire time. And if he had heard anything, believe me, I would have heard about it. Senator McCain was put in a green room in a totally different building without any contact. The truth is, both of the candidates did an outstanding job at the forum. They were both articulate, and we got to see their personalities.
You asked the candidates specifically not to give stump speeches, and at certain points you redirected Senator Obama. Do you think that they were being personal and not political, or do you think that they were trying to finesse you and the audience in the room and the audience watching on television?
No, I think they were both genuinely answering the way that I expected them to answer. I personally didn't learn anything new about these guys because they're friends of mine. Barack tended to look more toward me and talk to me about as a conversation. John tended to look more at the audience. But part of that was 5 minutes or so before we got onto the stage, I looked at Barack and I told him, I said, now let's just make this a conversation between friends. And I didn't get the opportunity to say that to Senator McCain. You know, the hardest thing for me was not asking the follow-ups. I now understand what you journalists go through, because on every single question, I wanted to say, yeah, but. And I had to make the strategic decision. Am I going to do follow-up and go deep, or am I going to go wide and broad? And I made a judgment call to start when I realized that they were going to take longer on the questions than I had anticipated, that I would not do the follow-up, that I could have gone 30 minutes on any one of those questions with both of the candidates. Also, I had a number of questions that I personally wanted to ask about things I care about, like poverty, disease, AIDS, climate control, that when we got down to that last section, I didn't get to ask because we had run out of time with the earlier questions.
The question of abortion definitely was one where you have an audience that did applaud for both men and was respectful of both men, but when it came to Senator McCain's answer, very definitive answer, that life begins at conception, you felt, you know, the passion of the audience really going with Senator McCain. What does that say to you about the ability to open up this very fraught debate?
Well, as I pointed out, as a pastor, I have to deal with literally every side on this debate, with women who are considering an abortion, with people who've had an abortion, with all of the different players in it. So I certainly understand the complexity of this issue, probably as much or more than a lot of people do, because I deal with it on a daily basis and all of the different factors. You got to remember, this was, of course, in Orange County, California, which is not exactly a liberal bastion. We did give the same number of tickets, 100 tickets, to both campaigns so that they could have whoever they wanted in there. But we actually spread them out because I didn't want to have a voting block of a cheering section for either of the candidates. And I actually thought I was proud of the church. I thought they were quite civil to everybody. They gave a standing ovation to both men. Both of these men love America. Both of them are patriots. Both of them are good leaders. They just have drastically different visions for the direction of America, and I thought it provided a good choice.
Do you believe that they do have drastically different visions? And what to you crystallizes those visions or directions? I mean, where do you think an Obama America will go, and where do you think a McCain America will go?
Well, the simple questions, I was trying to ask questions that didn't have a whole lot of wiggle room, like define rich and give me a number, and define marriage, just give me your definition, because it's very easy to make stump speech and you know, pontificate and go into generalizations when you're not trying. You don't want to really offend anybody. I think one of the key questions that I asked was this question about the Supreme Court. Which of the existing Supreme Court justices would you have not nominated? You got a pretty clear picture as to what they believe about that branch of government.
If there is a President Obama, or if there is a President McCain, do you want to be that person who goes into the Oval Office or maybe to a coffee shop and says, okay, this is what I think about Darfur, and to be that kind of advisor who sits there and talks about the intersection of faith, human rights, and public policy?
Me personally,
do you want to be that person?
No, this is not my day job. My day job is I'm a pastor of a large church in California, and I'm extremely involved in humanitarian efforts around the world in what we call our peace plan. It's an acrostic, PEACE, which stands for Promote Reconciliation, Equip Leaders, Assist the Poor, Care for the Sick, and Educate the Next Generation. All my time is taken up by that. I have no aspirations to be a political consultant in any sense of the word. I was trying to do two things with this civil forum. First place, I believe that there are a lot of people in America who feel disaffected by both sides and both parties. I talk to a lot of people who say, I'm not secular left, and I'm not religious left, and I'm not secular right, and I'm not religious right. I'm somewhere here in the middle. And I think a lot of people feel that way. They think, you know what, I like these things about Barack Obama, but I don't like this. And I like these things about John McCain, but I don't like that. And I think there needs to be a suprapartisan area where people can say, this is a good thing. Neither of these men are God. Neither of them are saviors of the world. They're both normal men, and they have things you're going to agree with, things you're going to disagree with. And I wanted to do that, and I wanted to provide a forum to say, can we restore civility to civilization? Can we disagree without demonizing each other? Do we have to dehumanize and caricaturize people just because we disagree, even on very important issues like, say, stem cell research or abortion or whatever? And let's just try to turn down the rudeness a little bit. And I felt like that happened because both candidates shared their different visions, their different values, their different virtues without ever attacking the other person. And I thought that was a good thing.
All right. Who would you rather be stranded on a desert island with, Senator McCain or Senator Obama?
I have no idea. That's a hypothetical question. I would have no idea. Might even depend on what's on the island. Let me switch the subject here. I got a call from the president of Georgia's office who said that the president of Georgia had watched the Saddleback Civil Forum in his nation and had been near tears thanking that his country got mentioned. He was saying, you know, the bear is back, and asking for me to send out a note to all the churches in our network saying, would you pray for Georgia? And I think this issue right here is going to be an interesting test of how either of my friends, Barack or John, would deal with that particular situation. But I thought that was interesting that around the world they were watching that forum.
Cycling back to the domestic issues of faith and politics, do you think that the evangelical community felt spoken to through your forum, perhaps in ways that it hadn't been spoken to this election season?
Well, let's just take the issue of abortion. I think, for instance, Barack Obama, even though he is pro-choice and was clearly pro-choice, came across in that as saying, I'm thoughtful, I hear the opposition, I'm interested. In other words, it wasn't the radical, well, you guys are all nuts for believing that life begins at conception. McCain obviously clearly came down pro-life. He will pick up some votes, obviously, from that, from people who thought he was wavering on the fence. But I honestly think both of them did themselves some good with different segments.
Pastor Warren, do you have anything else coming up this election season? You think you're going to pull any
No, as I said, this is not my day job. It was just an opportunity to get, since I happen to know both the candidates, they hadn't got together. And I said, look, the debate format of the 30-second rebuttal and the 5-second rebuttal to the rebuttal and the 2-second rebuttal to the rebuttal to the rebuttal is an artificial gotcha kind of format that doesn't play to either man's strengths, doesn't allow their personality, their character, and their commitment to actually shine. And I'm hoping that if anything happens, it'll add a little bit of civility to the dialogue.
Well, Pastor Warren, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pastor Rick Warren hosted a faith forum with presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain over the weekend at his Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. He's also the author of the international bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life.